This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, and I'm in the studio with
Jeff Sandu
and Christine Wong.
So we were asking you about innovation. When has innovation gone too far? A tequila from Elon Musk, the Nasi Lemak burger, a pickle-flavored ice cream, the durian-flavored condom, or some other things?
Yeah, so an Insta story. Some of you guys are really cheeky. A collection of handbags by a certain someone.
Oh,
that's not really an innovation, though.
It's not really innovation. Nasi Lemak Cafe is the other one. I'm like, Yeah, I remember there was an Indomie Cafe that was launched recently, and they serve everything Indomie in the cafe. I haven't visited yet. I would love to make a visit for that. So,
I wouldn't mind that at all.
And also in the UK, there is a whole cafe dedicated to cereal. And they overcharge you for cereal.
Yes.
Even
what
though
about,
it's
what
cereal.
About those restaurants that serve things in toilets? Have you seen those
oh,
things?
Oh, yes.
In Japan,
it's huge. Yeah.
I don't get that.
Yeah, you serve while you sit on the throne.
Yeah, I mean,
right. You eat while you... Yeah.
I've quite literally eaten from a dog bowl, though, so I can't really... It was a gimmick. It was a university gimmick. Okay, let me just clarify. I'm not weird.
There is a type of food that's called dog food, which is basically fries with a whole bunch of, like, you know, sauces on top of it. And, you know, they serve in this round metal plate, and they call it dog food. It's actually really good, but I remember the first time, like, a friend of mine orders, like, oh, you know, you gotta have this, and it's like, what is it? It's called dog food. And I'm like, I ain't gonna have dog food, buddy. And it's like, you gotta try it. And I was like, yeah, I tried it, I loved it, but just don't call it dog food.
Right. A very similar thing. There is a pizzeria in downtown Beijing, and they serve a pizza that is enormous. It's about a meter wide, and they call it the trash. And it it has everything you can think of.
All right,
you
know, okay, I can see the name. Yeah,
everything.
Yeah, the dog bowl thing was literally kind of similar to Jeff's thing. The dog bowl thing. It was at a pub near my university, so you know.
It
was like a whole, you know, beans and sausages and stuff like that in a dog bowl.
I kind of like the idea of it, though.
Kind of great. It was really really delicious.
Not the name.
But we also got a quick tweet as well from Oliver Howard, who says, "Innovation gone too far." iPhone. Shots fired.
Oliver, if you could also send that tweet to @UmaPagan.
Yes.
I would appreciate that.
That would be very nice. Okay, we're going to wrap up in just a couple of seconds, but I've got one final story. It's a happy kind of story.
Yay.
So if you are one of those lucky people who managed to get yourself an electric car, so you might have had a bit of an issue finding places to charge it, particularly here in KL. Well, they announced just a couple of days ago that if you've downloaded their new Google map, it now supports EV chargers.
So you can find charging spots now.
You can just type in EV charge, EV charger, and it will give you the local... I'll start again. Uh-huh. It will give you the nearest place to go and charge your
Thank
EV
God
car.
This is a recorded show, Rich.
I wish. So can you guess, just off the top of your head, where you think... We're in TTDI now. Where do you think the nearest charging port is for an EV vehicle here?
If we don't exclude Menara Ken, which has EV charging ports in the basement car park, that's a really good question. I don't think there is any spots for charging your electric vehicle in Taman Tun.
There is not.
There we go. There is not. So Menara Ken is probably the only one.
Right. In my head, I thought, well, maybe they would have one over at Wanatama. But they don't.
Oh.
The nearest place is actually at the curve. That's the nearest place to go and charge your EV vehicle from here. But there you go. I thought it was very nice.
So Google Maps have recently been, you know, trying to update their maps for more information. Recently, you can also get like a more better sort of food recommendation. There's like places that you can visit, tourist spots, all these kind of things are inserted into the local version of Google Maps. If you have ever... travel to abroad, whether it's in you know, in Europe or in the US, especially in the US, if you turn on your Google Maps, it's probably the only app you will ever need.
Australia blew my mind with that, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, you don't need any sort of... You don't even need a browser to search for anything. Google Maps was just literally a heaven for any tourist. You want to have train times, you want to know directions, you want to know the restaurant, you want reviews, you want to go and just like, you know, get an Uber or a Grab wherever you are. It's incredible. But then when you come back to Malaysia, it's building up towards that, I guess.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Google? We accept you as our Google overlords in the future. Thanks. Yeah.
But it would just be nice to have an updated map every now and again.
Yeah.
You know, and where to eat. And what to do.
Yeah.
And where to go.
Yeah.
And how to make friends.
Yes. Get in touch with us, Google. Let us know why is it just taking
so
long.
Why are we so far behind?
Yeah, because we want it. We've already, you know, signed the agreement that we will sell our soul to Google. So, you know, give us our fair share of the bargain in here, right? Like, you know.
Okay, ladies and gents, we have to wrap up for this afternoon. It's all the time we have for today. If you want to listen back to any part of this show in case you missed it, the podcast will be up very shortly. You can have a listen back via the BFM app, which is available for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play, or you can head over to bfm.my/podcasts and have a listen there. The stories that we did today, we started off with
Elon Musk, Tesla killer, tequila that has been filed for patent, and also his boring company. Remember that was a joke, and then he's also now thinking of creating a mecha, which is a giant fighting anime robot. Innovation's gone too far.
And then we talked about how algorithms and AI could actually be ruining society a little bit, especially on the heels of Baidu joining a partnership for ethical AI.
And in the year 2059 or 3019, you would still probably be able to watch a Steven Seagal movie where he saves you from world-ending disaster with his really poor martial arts kind of acting skills. That's because actors are now digitally preserving themselves to continue their careers beyond the grave.
Very interesting. And then we wrapped up, of course, a nice little story from Google Maps, how they now show EV charging stations even here in Malaysia. Yeah, they do. Right, that's all the time we have for today. But of course, we will be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon here on BFM 89.9. But don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news is the Breakfast Grill replay. Grab launched its own version of the mobile wallet GrabPay in June of this year. As tech players jostle for a slice of the mobile payment pie, how is GrabPay handling the competition? The Breakfast Grill found out with the managing director, Oi Hoi Ting. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Jeff Sandu and Christian Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bites. We'll be back tomorrow at noon on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.